Today's daf is daf tes vav. So we were in the middle of the sugya trying to figure out about whether or not that the lokeach, does he collect the shevach or not? When the gazan stakes the land and he sells it, does the lokeach collect the shevach? So we had a brisa, yesterday's daf in the bottom of Yudal Rambez, about achilas peros ketzad, and they had a whole discussion about collecting menachasim shubadim versus peros from menachasim b'nei chorin. So machlok is how to understand that gemara between Rava and Rava bar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna, Rava rather, first said the case was where a person stole a sadeh that was full of peros, and the gazan ate the peros, and then he destroyed the entire land. So now the nigzal is trying to collect the keren. So he collects the keren from the mishubadim from the gazan, and then he collects all the peros from the bnei chorin of the gazlan. That was the case according to Rava. And Rava bar Rav Huna said the case was where Natlu Masikin, that's the top of Yud Tesvav now, Natlu Masikin, some goyim took the land only because the gazan, he thought the gazan owned it. The gazan really stole it, but he thought the gazan owned it, so he took it from the gazan. Had the gazan not been there, he wouldn't have taken from the real rightful owner. So now the nigzal comes to collect the keren, he collects from the mishubadim of the gazan, and then when the nigzal collects the peros, he collects from the bnei chorin of the gazan. So those are two different ways the Gemara had said the brisa was. So the Gemara now says, three lines down on Tezvav, Rava lo amar k'rabba bar Rav Huna. Why didn't Rava establish a case like Rava bar Rav Huna, who said it was about Masikin? So he explains, Harei hu yotes mitachas yado, bedina mashma. Sounds like bedin, says Rashi. Hilkach botzas nigzal kamar, v'gova es hakeren de kamar, kishachafer bo boros. Seems like when it says bedina mitachas yado, is referring to when it was taken out properly through din, and not ayidei masikin, where masikin forcibly took the land, that took the property, that wouldn't sound like Yotze Mitachas Yado, sound like Bezdin took it away from him, as opposed to Masikin. So that's why Rabba didn't learn like Rabba bar Rav Huna. And the other way now, Rabba bar Rav Huna lo amar k'rava, why didn't he establish the case to be where the Gazlan stole that and stole the field, ate the fruit, and destroyed the land? Because Harehu Yotze Mitachas Yado, be'ina mashmet, sounds like the land was intact, as opposed to ruined, like the Rabba explained. So those are two different reasons why they don't hold of each other. So then comes along Rav Ashi suggests the third reading of the Braisa, how it's still not a proof for our case. We're trying to bring it as a proof again for the Nigzal collecting the Shevach. So he said, Kigon she, not the Nigzal, rather the Lokeach. So he explains, Rav Ashi amar l'tstadin katani. The Braisa is read, Kigon she gazal sadeh mechaveir mlea peros, if the guy steals the field full of fruit. The achas a peros, and he eats all the fruit. Umachar as a sadeh, then he sells the field after the fruit's been eaten. So then, balokeach ligvos keren gova menuchasim mishubadim. When the lokeach wants to get his keren back, he paid $1 million for this property, so he goes after the mishubadim of the nigzal, of the gazlan rather. And by nigzal, now the nigzal lost all his fruit. Now the nigzal gets his property back, but he lost all the fruit because the gazlan had eaten the fruit. So bar nigzal ligvos peros gova menuchasim b'nei chorin, he collects it from the b'nei chorin of the gazan. And again, there's three different interpretations of the brisa. Either way, the brisa doesn't serve as a proof for our discussion of yesterday. So now we're getting to Adam's question from yesterday. We had a shaila. The Gemara says, "Bein the Rava, bein the Rava bar Rav Huna." Whichever way you establish the brisa to be like, milva al pehu. The case is a milva al pehu. What happened was the gazan, I stole the property, and now I sold it off to somebody else. So now there's a shiba that I owe money to the nigzal. Right, he's able to collect, if any land I sold now afterwards, I owe $1 million because I stole his property. Now there's a lien on my property, and I start selling all my properties. Now when the nigzal wants to collect from me, he could go ahead and take those lekuchos who bought from me. But we said, how could that be yesterday? Because there's no kol, there's no shiba there. How is the guy who I sold my land to, how does he know that the nigzal has a lien on my property? It wasn't, there was no document, there was no din Torah. I stole his land, I owe money. But to create a lien on my property because I stole money? So that's the Gemara Shah. That's a milval peh. And milval peh eino gove menuchasim mishubadim. It's not fair that the nigzal could take from properties that I sold off to. It's not fair to those lekuchos. So the Gemara answers, Hacha b'maya skinan, what's the case here? Kisha amad badin. They went to din. They went to a din Torah, actually. Look what Rashi says. Kisha amad badin, kodem shemacha nechasev. Before I sold the land, I stole Reuven's property. So now he took me to Bezdin. They came in the chayvu of Bezdin, Islai Kalin abased and said, I needed to return the land. And that was a call. Everyone heard what happened. Havalei kemilva b'shtar. and I ended up selling the land anyway to someone else, my other properties to somebody else. So there is a lien on those properties because they should have heard as to what happened. That's Rashi's interpretation. That's Islei Kala. Others interpret it to the Tosfos Babasa says, once you go to Bezdin, it's Ketofes Damim. It's if they already took the hold of the property. It's not because of Kol. It's similar to what we say by Prusbol, that when you hand in the document, it's as if it's already collected, even though it's not actually collected. It's kind of like that he has Tofes already, he's holding on to the property, and not because of Islei Kala. Okay, and then the Shach on the Shen Shitas Ramam to say that no, when you go to Bezdin, it becomes like a milva al shtar. Not because Ketufis, and not because Islei Kala, simply because it becomes a milva al shtar, like a milva al shtar, and that has the din of creating shibudim in all my properties as the Gazan. And the Ketosa Choshen says there are some nafkaminas between these three different approaches. Okay.
So that would be the only case where he's Govei, otherwise he wouldn't be Govei.
That would be the only case. According to this, the only way he could be Kove from Amr Badin.
Before
I sold my other properties, exactly. Now this thing we touched upon yesterday, there's a din that Shibud Deraisa exists. Why do you need Amr Badin? There's a machlokas whether Shibud is Deraisa or Dirabanan. So if you assume Shibud Deraisa, so then you don't have to come on to this idea of Amr Badin. Rav himself holds Shibud is Deraisa. And Rav is the one who's talking here. So why does he have to say it's a din of Amr Badin? So they explain, when it comes to, Tosfos has this chiddush. When it comes to Nezikin, whenever I mazik you, there's a Shibud Deraisa on all my property that you're able to collect when I damage you. So this is a Nezikin here. He stole the land. So he ends up explaining that it's different. When it comes to Nezikin and Gezela are very different. When it comes to Nezikin, everybody knows who damaged who. So since I damaged Reuven, everyone knows Reuven has a tvia on my land. But when I stole from someone else, no one knows really who is the rightful owner. It's not as clear, so therefore it doesn't generate an automatic Shibud Deraisa on my property. That's how the Ketosa Choshen explains how Shibud Deraisa doesn't kick in.
So if it's in the talc and the karkos, you're saying?
Shibud only works on karka. It doesn't exist on metalatlan ever. There's never Shibud on metalatlan. Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Because anyways, you would have to go to Din, even if there's Shibud Deraisa. And even if you're talking to Shibud Deraisa.
No, even before Din.
But there's no Kala anyway. So, I mean, you
when it comes to Nezikin, Tosfos writes, when it comes to Nezikin, there's an automatic Shibud Deraisa that happens b'shas Nezek, without going to Bezin. I damage your car.
Right, but you have to go to Bezin to
collect, back. Fine. But there's a Shibud. But if I sell my land, you're able to take from those people because your lien was created, the Shas Nezikin, regardless of Aben Badin. The moment I mazik your car, you have a lien on all my property.
Right.
It's not in coal.
And
no,
exactly.
I understand. So, right, but so there is no coal on this.
Right.
But that's only in the Zikin.
That's his gazela. No one knows who really is a true owner. So then it doesn't generate an automatic Shibud Deraisa, Ketosos writes. Okay, so the Gemara says that this case is a case of Amr Badin. So what happens? The Gemara says, so the Hadar Zavin. So what happened was there's Amr Badin, and after he was Amr Badin, that Bezin says is that the Gazlan owes money, the Gazlan decides to start selling all his properties. That's where the Nigzal has a Shibut. So then the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, Peros Nami, the Peros also, what should be, there should be a Shibut in the Peros, is what I guess what Ezra's asking about, and we know that he doesn't collect from the Peros. Peros, you cannot collect from the Shibut. So the Gemara says, no, it's Kisha Amr Badin ala Keren, velo Amr Badin ala Peros. Amr Badin, meaning that I owe money to him as the Gazlan, I owe money to the Karka, but he didn't toin me yet on the Peros as of yet. So I think Rashi explains the Svara here. Does Rashi? No, maybe the Gemara does, maybe. Why? My Pascha, what's the difference? Why do you distinguish? If he's going to Amr Badin, he'll take me to Bezin on everything. He wants to take me to Bezin on the Karka I sold and all the Peros I ate. Why would you say he takes me to Karka for the Karka, but not on the Peros? So the Gemara explains, Stama de Milsa, Kitava Inish Karna de Hatava Beresha. He's just, he wants to do one stage at a time. First thing, he wants the $1 million property back. The $500 of fruit that he lost wasn't that big of a deal. He wants it also. But he's going for the first, he's going for the gold right now. So he's going just for the Karka, the main part. And then afterwards, if he has extra time and he has extra effort, then he'll go for the fruit as well. So that's why it's Amr Badin by Lagabi Karen, and there's a Shibud for the Karen, but it wasn't Amr Badin on the Peros, so he can't collect for my on Shibudim to collect for his Peros. So then the Gemara says, now going back to Shmuel, we learned yesterday, held the Savar Shmuel Lokeach Migazan Lesve Shvacha. Is it really true when the lokeach buys from me, I'm the gazan, I stole from him, and then I sold my property to the lokeach. So now the lokeach is not allowed to collect shevach from me. We said, why? Because remember, it was mechse keribis. He gave me $1 million for the land, but the land was never his. I returned the $1 million, plus the shevach he put in, that looks mechse keribis. So he holds that the lokeach really can't collect ribis, or really with shevach. V'ha'amar le'shmuel, doesn't Shmuel himself say, le'rav chinina bar shilas? Imlich, because if you have to discuss with the different parties, shufra shvacha opere, you have to discuss whether he wants to include those responsibilities that he could collect the shevach and the shef and the edis and the peros. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says nothing here. Oh, here we go. Imlach kishata kosev shtar himlach b'mocher. You have to discuss with the mocher im yikabe alav lahagbos lokeach mishefer nechasev krana v'shvach l'peri im itchefum imedu. There's an option you could include in the document as the mocher that I'm willing to put a responsibility of paying back in shevach. If it were to be taken from him, I'll pay back the shevach. So we see such a concept exists where the lokeach can collect the shevach from the mocher. So the Gemara says, "Bamai, what's the case of Shmuel speaking to Rav Chinina where you can collect shevach? That's ibe balchov. If it's referring to a balchov there, well, we said already mi islay pere. We said that a balchov doesn't collect fruit. Uvaha mar Shmuel balchov goves ak shevach shevach in about peros lo. So let's get the case here. I'm the mocher. I sell to the lokeach. So now the lokeach, the balchov, the bank takes away the land from lokeach because I owe the bank money." So now the lokeach is going to come collect fruit from me because it lost the fruit. But the din is a baal chov, the bank doesn't collect the fruit in the first place. The lokeach is allowed to collect all his fruit off the land and eat it, and he just takes the property. So there's no need for the lokeach ever to come chasing after me for his peros because the baal chov doesn't collect the peros in the first place. So this can't be a case of talking about a baal chov, the Gemara says. Ela, it must be lav, lokeach, mi gazlan. Must be where I'm the gazlan and I sold to the lokeach. The nigzal takes his karka and takes his fruit back from the lokeach. So then the lokeach is chasing after me to get his money and his fruit back. So since we established he's talking about a lokeach from the gazlan, and the statement of Shmuel says he could even collect the shevach from me, so we see that Shmuel holds that the lokeach can collect shevach from the gazlan.
Didn't we have the exact same question yesterday?
It was going on a different case. It was going on not lokeach, a gazan, it was on the, it was a previous discussion, I think.
It was the same kashas, but it was on a brisa, emot sim lechilas peros and shevach
rikos. Based on that mission in Gittin.
The mission.
Okay. So this is, I guess, an internal now with Shmuel himself, two different statements within Shmuel. Yesterday's kashas, which for the Mishnah, which we reinterpreted. But now Shmuel himself, we have a very clear statement that Shmuel himself allows for shevach to be collected by the lokeach from the gazan. So the Gemara says, what's the answer? I'm Rav Yosef, hacha b'mayaskinan, what's the case here? Kigon sheyesh lo karka. The situation where there's karka, meaning what? Says Rashi, kigon sheyesh lo karka, legazlan ze shemigbao lelokeach karka v'lomos dehashe lo mechzik ribis. When the gazan's paying back lokeach land, you know what, I feel bad, here's a piece of property, take this instead. That's not mechzik ribis, it's not returning money for money, it's he gave me money, now I'm giving him land, and plus I'll pay money on top of that for the payers that he lost. That's not mechzik ribis.
Is that the case, or the case is giving also for the... It seems that the whole thing is the payers, no? He's giving back...
Karka for the payers, too.
Right. Otherwise, he would also feel like...
Is it also karka for the payers?
I mean, that would make sense. Otherwise, he would...
Why can't it be karka for the karka, and then payers, and money for the payers?
That would be less than the money you're saying than the original.
Right. Contract. You could do that. So Rashi doesn't say which one it is. I'm not sure if it's an afkamina, whatever the case is. Because ribis is money for money, and then interest. Here's money for exchange of a land. That's a sale. Uh-huh. I'm giving some money on top of that, so I'm not sure if that would create mechzik ribis. Uh-huh. If it's the case of, you know, the money plus shevach all for land, and I'm giving an additional land for the shevach as well, that yeah, certainly wouldn't be a shaila at all. But like Mara says, wait a second.
Yeah, the ridva says that it's makhlok. The ridva says that even if he gives him money, it's mutar.
Right, okay, that's what I said, and you said the other way. Okay, Rashi doesn't tell us, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So the Gemara now says, Amr Le Abai. So Abai challenges Rav Yosef and says, V'chimuter lilvo sebasa bimokom sheshto karka. So let's say you exchange a certain amount of wheat for wheat. You give me wheat, and I'll pay you back wheat at some point later on. So if there's karka involved in that situation, that won't be an issue of ribis, that we'll have to wait till we get to later on Ezoneshach to understand what ribis really means, and whether money for money, commodities for commodities and stuff. But just because there's karka in the mix doesn't mean that it's okay. Says Rashi, also lilvo sal basa shema yukru chitim. If I give you wheat at a certain amount per pound, whatever they go for, per bushel, and you return to me that same amount, not the value, but the same items, so it's going to be ribbis because you gave me something less valuable, I'm giving you something more valuable, that's going to be mechzik ribbis. Now just because there's karka involved, now I'm giving you karka instead of actual wheat, there's still, if, as long as the value is not equal, then it's going to be mechzik ribbis. So the Gemara says that's not going to be a solution. So the reason why Shmuel says it's allowed, hasam halva hachazvini. When he says you cannot return the, can't collect the shevach, is when it's money for money. Right? The lokeach is getting the money back from the gazlan, the $1 million, and if he's going to get the shevach as well, that's going to look like ribbis. But if it's a case of hazvini where it's a sale, so then it's okay. So what happens is I sold the property to lokeach, and then the Baal Chov takes it from the lokeach, so then the lokeach could collect from me the money back, and he could also collect the shevach back. It wasn't a loan in that place. It was really a situation of a sale. By a case of a sale, if a Baal Chov comes, then he has every right to collect. It doesn't look like it's not mechse karibis. Okay. As opposed to, again, the Goslin case, where he never bought the land. He thought he bought the land, but nothing. There's never an exchange by the Goslin case. It was purely in a hava. That's why I'm more concerned with mechse karibis. That's why, in the case of the, our case we've been dealing with up until now, the Goslin case, you can collect the shevach, but in the case of a sale, and the Baal Chov takes it away, a bank takes it away, then he can collect the shevach.
So even if he returns karka, Shmuel would hold that he cannot collect the shevach to the Gazlan.
That's what it sounds like. According to Abaye, it sounds like karka doesn't help with the issues of ribbis. So stay tuned for understanding ribbis in a few weeks. Ikadami, others interpret it differently. Amar Rav Yosef, Hacha b'maya skina, what's the case here? Kigon shekana miyado. There was a kinyan made from the beginning. Says Rashi, shekana miyado al shevach, dehavalei michuyav mishas hamechar, kodem sheish schar hamtanas mos. It's a situation where when the gazlan bought the, rather when the lokeach bought it from the gazlan initially, he was kana miyado, he made a kinyan right now that I'm able to collect shevach in a situation where it's taken away from me. And that's the case where kana miyado, it will work as well, even in the case of a gazlan. The Gemara asks the same question. Can I do ribbis? Let's say I say, I'm going to lend you money, I'm going to lend you some wheat. But you know what? Let's be koned the ribbis right now. Is that going to be mutter? Obviously not. It's a ribbis, regardless of whether you're collecting now, or you're being koned now, or later on. So therefore, they fall back again. So Amar Lei, Hasam Halva Hachazvini. No, kana miyado works when there's a real sale. When lokeach buys it from me, and I own the land at the time, he buys it from me. He's kana miyado the shevach, it works. If the bank takes away land away from him, he could come back to me and collect not only the keren, he collect the shevach. But if it's a gazan who supposedly sells the land, it's really just loaning of money, that's where there's an isser. Even kana miyado won't work to get around the case of ribbis. Okay. There's a big discussion, a lot to do about kana miyado, how kana miyado works. There's a Rav Chaim on this, but
nobody
let's...
explains this far. Rav, who says the other way around.
Rav, who says he's able to collect it. That we haven't seen yet, why Rav thinks you're allowed to. We have not seen that. Okay, the Gemara now says two dots. Gufa. Amar Shmuel says, Baal Chov goves ha-shevach. A Baal Chov is allowed to collect the shevach, right? So what happens is, when the bank takes the land away, he not only takes the land, but he also takes all the enhancements of the land as well. So Amar Rav says, Teidah, bring your proof. Shekach kosev lo mocher lilokeach. The mocher reis lokeach. Ana ikim ve'ashbi ve'idki ve'amrik zvine elin inin. Amun will explain what it means in a second. Ve'shavchinan ve'ekim kadamach ve'tzavei zvina danin ve'kabel alayu. That's what the lashon of the Shar Mecha was. So what's going on here? Again, the shekach kosev lo mocher. The mocher reis lokeach. Ana ekim. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to keep to my word. Ve'ashbi. Rashi says ashbi means ashkid. I'm going to adorn. V'adchi means ater, I'm going to be mitar you from any era that comes, I'm going to protect you. V'amrik, lashon of marika, shtif marika, to cleanse. Zvine ilan, these sales to you, inan v'amalian, I'm going to, I guess, put the effort, look at Rashi in a second, v'shavchinun, and all the efforts you put in, and all the enhancements, v'akim kadamech, I'm going to give for you, if it's taken away, v'tavi zvini, and the sale, danim, the kabul alabai, and then therefore the sale is complete. So we see that the mocher is taking upon himself the responsibility of paying back all the shevach. So that's the proof. That's what the Shtar Mecher says.
I don't understand what he's saying here. What's the Mecher saying for the Okeyakas?
He's saying that any effort, a melus, any Shavach you put in here, I'm going to pay you back if the Baal Chov takes away from you. Right? You see that? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Inun Amlayun V'Shavchenun. Since the mocher is going to pay any of the shevach that the lokeach puts in, baal chov lokeach, the chozer lokeach al hamocher.
That's if somebody takes it away from him?
Exactly. Baal chov takes away from the lokeach, then the lokeach can go ahead.
Because the baal chov has no relationship with this contract. He just goes straight from the lokeach, and he still, so it's like Rashi says, it's a three-way...
Correct. But since we know that the mocher is allowed to collect from the lokeach, that allows the Baal Chov to collect from the mocher. Exactly. So then the Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin L'Rava, if that's the case, Elamiata, Matana de lo kasavle, when you give a gift, you don't have such a stipulation. You don't say all these dinim. That you don't say to the Makabel, if your gift gets taken away from you, come back to me for the Shevach. You don't say that. So then, Hachanami de lo Tarif Shracha. So let's say a bank takes a Matana. I gave my property away to some person. It happens to be a lien. And the bank takes away the property. In this case, you're going to tell me the bank can collect the shevach? The guy put a $500,000 into the house now. And now the bank takes it away. So we're saying the bank cannot take that enhancement away. Because now the mekabel can't come ahead and collect it from me, the shevach. So is that really true? Of course the bank should be able to collect the property and plus the shevach. And Mara says, yeah, I'm going to lay in. It's true. He can't. If the bank is taking away something that was given as a gift, they can only take the Karen, they can't take the Shevach, because it's not fair to the Mekabel. Okay, he got a gift for free, but he started putting his own effort in. All the Yitzia, he started putting in all the time and effort. So now for him to lose the $500,000 he put in, that's not fair to him. He can't collect it back from the Nosein. So that's why the bank is limited, and that's the Halacha. And the Gemara asks, V'chi yafa koach matana mimecher? So now we're saying the Mekabel matana has a greater hold and the lokeach. Because lokeach loses everything. He loses his property and all the enhancements. Granted, he could go ahead and collect it from the mocher, the shevach. But the matana gets to keep all the enhancements. So why is a mekabel matana greater than a lokeach? And the Gemara says, yes, I'm really in yafa v'yafa. A mekabel matana is a greater kinyan than that of a lokeach. Okay.
But the case of the lokeach only works if you wrote that stuff.
Correct.
Meaning on a regular case of a lokeach, the matana doesn't have more strength.
It sounds like from Rava, this seems to be, this was the
usual way to write.
Yeah, otherwise he wouldn't say, he'd say this, sounds like it's a raya, no one rejects it, right. He's not bringing it out, this is the shtar from Eretz Yisrael, this was the shtar. It wasn't limited to anyway, that's what it sounds like to me. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman ha-masnisa mesayile le-mar Shmuel, the Braisa supports the opinion of Mar Shmuel, that a Baal Chov is able to collect the Shevach when the bank collects, takes the house away, takes all the Shevach as well. And Behuna, Chavrin, Mokin, Labemila, Achrinim. But I guess his dear friend, Rav Huna, said the Braisa is referring to something different. So what's this Braisa? The Sani, the Braisa says, Hamocha, Sade, Lechaveiro, Gai, sells the property to his friend, Vaharehu, Yotim, Itachaz, Yado, and then it's taken away from the Lokeach. Kishu gove, goves a kerem nechasim mishubadim, v'shevach gove nechasim b'nei chorin. So when the lokeach collects from the mocher, he collects not only the kerem from the mishubadim, but even collects all the shevach, he could go back and collect the shevach from the mocher. Sounds like a great raya from our Shmuel, that when the Baal Chov is allowed to take the shevach, because the lokeach ultimately collects the shevach from me, the mocher. But comes along v'huna chavrin, could be Chavrin, might be his name even. Huna Chavrin, Mokim La, B'mile, Achrini, B'lokeach, Migazim. We're not referring to a case of Baal Chov. This Bryce is referring to a Lokeach from the Gazim. So Lokeach, who buys from a Gazim, he's allowed to collect the Shevach. But this is no Raya that a Baal Chov in general is able to collect the Shevach. Tani Idach, there's another Bryce that says, HaMocher Sada L'Chaveiro, a guy sells property to his friend, Hishbicha, now the Lokeach enhances the property, Uba Baal Chov, now the bank comes ahead and takes the property away, the Tarfa and takes it, Kishu Gove, when the Lokeach collects the money, Im HaShevech Yosei Al Yitzir, you put a little bit of effort in, and the enhancements were greater than the effort. Often you hope that wherever you invest, you'll have a greater product in the end, greater than the value you put in. So the Shevach is more than the Yitzir, so what he does is, he's no tail as a shevach mi bal hakarka. He collects the shevach from the Baal Karka is referring to the initial, the mocher. He's the real, the owner, the initial owner of this. So he collects any yitzir he put in that's below the shevach. And then, he collects a shevach above the yitzir. He collects from the Baal Karka. And the yitzir, mi Baal Achov, he collects from the bank. So let's say he invested $100 into the property, and it was worth $500 more now. So now he collects $100 from the bank, and the additional $400 now he wants, that he collects from the mocher. Now, in my yitzir, say Ra'al HaShavach, but let's say he wasn't such a great investor. He put $100 in, but it only went up $50. He lost money on that. So then, Ein lo ela hatsa shir shevach mi baal chov. Then he's only able to collect the $50 from the bank that the shevach went up. Fine. So that's the brisa. V'ha Shmuel b'may mokim lo. So how does Shmuel understand this brisa right now? Remember, Shmuel is one who holds that the baal chov is allowed to collect the shevach. Now, if he says iba lokeach mi gazlan, if he says it's where lokeach is trying to collect from the gazlan now, kasha resha. It's a problem from the resha. Damar Shmuel lokeach mi gazlan lesle shvacha. He holds, remember, lokeach cannot get the money any shevach from the gazlan because it's mechse keribis. So this can't be a case of him collecting shevach at all. So it's not a case of gazlan. Now, iba balchov, if this is a case of a balchov who the bank takes the shevach and now the lokeach collects the shevach from the mocher, kasha resha, v'seifa. The resha and seifa is a problem. Why? Damar Shmuel balchov go v'es ha-shevach, because the balchov collects the shevach, and so what? So look at Rashi, and exactly, and the balchov doesn't have to pay anything. The bank takes everything away. There's no responsibility of the bank having to pay anything. Bryce says, no, some of it comes from the bank, and some of it comes from the mocher. So Shmuel, how does Shmuel understand this Bryce? So the Gemara says, ibay seima b'lokeach, mi gazan. You could say it's really talking about a case where lokeach is collecting from the gazan. Could go and sheyesh lakarka, the situation where there is karka, like we said above, when there is karka, Rav Yosef suggested, then you are allowed to collect the shevach as well. That wasn't an issue of mechse karibis. Or inami b'shekana miyado, or with the kinin made initially, then you would be allowed to. Now, didn't we reject that above, though? Did we say those weren't good cases? They only worked by zvine?
No, we said because it's zvine, it wasn't a kasha.
Because it's zvine. But that, I thought we said... But I thought we said that was only worked by the Zvina case, but not by the Halva case.
Right, we said because it's a Zvina case, that's why it's not a problem of Sa-Basa. Normally we said Sa-Basa is a problem.
But we said by Gazan is a case of a Halva, and this is a case of Gazan, we just said, no?
This is a case of Halva.
But we said by the Gazan case, there's no Karka being transferred. He thinks he's getting a Karka, but it's really a Halva case.
But it's not really halva. It's a case of lakicha. It's a case of lokeh. It's a case of zvina.
No, but the Gemara says ibayteima belokeach migazlan,
which is a case of zvina.
I thought we were viewing it as halva, since the lokeach never really got a karka. The gazlan never really sold him anything. It wasn't his to sell. I thought we were viewing this as halva. Maybe I misunderstood that above then. Okay. So I guess even in that case, we're viewing this as a karka, as a sale. Okay. So then the Gemara says, another suggestion is, Ibayis Eima Bibalchov, really to case of a Balchov who takes away the property. But didn't Shmuel say before that the Balchov collects the Shevach, and the Lokeach collects all the Shevach from the Mocher, doesn't collect from the Balchov at all. So the Gemara says, Ibayis Eima Bibalchov v'lo Kasha. Kan b'Shevach ha-Magia l'Ksofim, kan b'Shevach she'ena Magia l'Ksofim. So depending, literally what it means is, Shevach goes to the shoulder. What does it mean? Says Rashi, Hamagila Ksefim is Karov li Kotzer, El Shadayin Tzichon Lekarka, Havle Kfiris Gemurin, Kaperis Gemurin, Vein Balchov Govo So, Belo Yitzir. If it's things that are, although they're attached, they really don't need the land anymore. It's considered as if they're already detached. The Balchov has no Shaykhus to it. And Balchov's not allowed to take it. And if he does take the Peros, then the Balchov, the bank, would have to pay for those Peros. If their fruits are not yet ripe and they still need the land, they're viewed as an extension of the Karka, then the Balchov gets it because it's viewed as karka, and then the lokeach would only be able to collect from the mocher. He doesn't go after the bank. So the case before the brisa, which said that the bank does pay for it, that's if they take shevach or peros that are almost supposed to be detached from the ground. That's the situation. There's a big machlokus, what else are the definitions of megillah ksefim, but we don't have time to go through them right now. So that's the difference, depending, again, whether the fruit need the karka or don't need the karka. So then the Gemara asks, but isn't it true we happen all the time that Shmuel would even collect property and peros, even those that Magilek Seifim, they wouldn't collect from the Balchov, rather they would collect Dafka from the mocher. So the Gemara ends up saying, no, lokasha, hada masik ba kashir ara vishvacha, harlo masik be ela kashir ara diavle shvacha. So what's the difference here? So when does a Baal Chov, when are they able to collect even the Shevach, and even though the Peros are really don't need the ground anymore, that's if the Karka alone is not able to fulfill their debt that they need to collect. So the Peros adds to the amount. So they're owed $1 million, and the property is only worth $800,000. So they need the Peros to fill in the rest. That's when they're allowed to collect even Magila Ksefim. But if the land is able to fulfill the outstanding debt, and the Peros are in surplus, then they would have to pay for that surplus. So Gemara says, Hanich l'man damar, this all makes sense. I ishle zuzei l'lokeach l'motzim masalikle l'balchov shapir. This makes sense if you hold that, let's say l'lokeach has money, he cannot pay off the bank. The bank says, listen, we have money from Reuven, and Reuven didn't pay us back, now we have a lien on the property. L'lokeach can say, no, let me just pay you, I'll give you $1 million, I want to keep the land. So if you hold that the lokeach can't pay him off, so there's no way of there's no way out of this. How does this connect to this idea now? So look at Rashi. So Rashi says Shapir, Dimati Lameimar, Dehechi Yesh Karka Mutter Mosalachov, Imashevach, Misalik Le Lokeach, Bezuze, Akarcha de Lokeach. Lamati Amar Lokeach Havli Min Ara Deshir Shvache, Dharmakule Didivat, Yaratet Bashala Brishus. Meaning the lokeach can tell the bank, you know what? Yeah, take care. I want, give me the fruit, and I'll give you some extra land instead. They can't make such a taina. So if you hold that the lokeach can't pay with money, so certainly he can't pay with any of the fruit that don't need the land anymore. They take Baal Karcha, they take the property, they take everything they want that's attached to the land, even though it doesn't really need the land anymore. So this would all make sense that they could collect even the peros hamagila k'seifim. But the kasha becomes el mandamar ki isleizuzei lokeach matzim masalik le Baal Chov. So let's say you hold that the lokeach can pay off the bank. So listen, I want to hold this property. Here's $1 million that you need. So if they could pay off that with money, so they should also be able to pay off with what? Says the Gemara. Name Malay, they should say to the bank, Ilu havali zuzei, had I had money, have misal kinach mikule ara, I would have paid you off and got you off my land entirely. Hash delesli zuzei, I don't have money to pay you. Havli garva dara ba'ara shir shvachim. So at least what you should do is, leave me some land that's worth the shevach that you're taking away from me. Keep me some of the land. So the Gemara says, no, we can't say that, because Hacha b'ma'askinan kigon sha'aso apotiki, where they said, the Amar le lo yehelecha piron elamizu. Situation where initially when I lent money, when I borrowed money from the bank, I said, if I don't pay you back, you're having a lien on this particular land, they have a real tainam, there's no way, even in this case, even though generally a lokeach can pay off the bank, this case the lien is so strong as apotiki, there's no way to get around this. Okay, two dots. Okay, new case now. The Gemara says, Hikirba. Everyone's with me, we're still good, yep. Hikirba, not easy stuff, okay. It's very involved. Hikirba, she'eno shalom, v'lacha. Let's say the lokeach recognizes it, that's not really the mocher's. He knows that the mocher's selling him something that's not his. So he buys it anyways. So it's a bad move, obviously. So what's the lacha? So amarav, mos yeshlo v'shevach einlo. So I am allowed to collect my money back. I bought the land from Reuven knowing it's not his. So I give him $1 million. And when the rightful owner takes the land away from me, I could go back and claim my $1 million from the fake mocher. And Shmuel Amar, afil mos ein lo. You don't even have mos. I gave him $1 million for free. I knew it wasn't his land. I can't be. He doesn't have to pay me back the money. I was quite aware that it wasn't his property when I attempted to buy it. So by my kumiflagi, what's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether I could get my money back or not? Rav Savar Adam Yodea Shakarka Ein Lo. I know the land's not his that I'm buying. The Gomer Vadasan Lashim Pikadam. I gave him the money simply as a Pikadam. I had $1 million, I needed someone to watch him. So I knew this was the way I could give him $1 million to hold on to. The name Alay Lashim Pikadam. So why not say to him, here's $1 million to watch over? Why not be clear? Why am I trying to buy some land that's not really his? Savar Loma Kabel. He holds, if I ask him to watch $1 million of mine, he wouldn't watch it. So instead, I'll go through this fake sale in order to have him watch my $1 million. Now, the difficulty with this is, I didn't look into this part. Why would you trust the guy? The guy's selling you land. why would you trust? I don't know what the answer to that is. Seems like an obvious question, so I'll look afterwards if I see anything on this. But either way, he says, here's $1 million, and when they take the land away from me, I'll take my $1 million back from you. Thanks for watching it. Shmuel Amar Savar Adam Yodea Shakar Kein Lo. The guy, I know that it's not his land. The gamer v'nasan l'shem matana. I gave him the money as a matana. I know he needed some money. That's why he was selling the guy's land. He needed some extra money. So I helped him out and gave him $1 million as a matana. So why not name alei l'shem matana? So why not just give him the money? Why am I trying to buy a land that's not really his? Just give him $1 million like he needs. The gamer says, k'si filei mils. The guy was embarrassed. The guy was embarrassed to start begging for money that he needs. So I saw that the guy is selling a house that's not really his. So I'll say, you know, I'll do matova. Here's $1 million. I know I'm not getting the money back. This is the best way to give him a matana. This way I won't embarrass him. So Gemara says, Ha-pligi be-chadazim. And those who remember Maseches Kedushin, we already had such a machlokas like this. De-itmar ha-makadesh is-achosu. A guy tries to marry his sister, which of course doesn't work. So he gave him some money. He gave her $100 to marry her. So obviously it's not a good Kedushin. So Rav Amar Maus Chosun. Now, once he realizes that the money is not, and it's not a good Kedushin, he's able to collect the $100 back from his sister. And Shmuel Amar Maus Matana. No, he gave the money to her as a gift. So same exact machlokas. Rav Amar Maus Chosun. Why can I collect my money back? Adam Yodei, a person knows, Shein Kedushin Tovsun Bachos. Everybody knows that you can't marry your sister. The Gamar Vanasan Lashim Pikadam. So I gave her $100, this way she could watch over my $100 as a shomer. So if a name belay the shimpikadam. So why not just tell her, here sister, to watch the $100 while I go overseas? Because Savar Lo Makablamina, I didn't think she would watch it. If I attempted to engage her with that, then she'll hold on to the money for me. Shmuel Amar Maus Matana. No, the money was a gift to her, $100. Adam Yodea Shein Kedushin Tovsin Belchos. Everybody knows that it's not going to work. So Vagamar Vadasan Lashim Matana, so I gave it to her as a matana. So why not say, here's a matana? Ksifale Milsa, she'd be embarrassed. So instead, she would try to marry her. That won't be embarrassing. No. I'm not sure how to fit that in. If I know that I can't marry my sister, does my sister also know that she can't get married? So obviously, when I'm giving her the money, it's either as a matana or as a bikadam. So a similar question to above requires a little bit further hesber.
If it's a bikadam, so then, and you don't tell her it's a bikadam, so why should she spend it?
Yeah, I agree. Because it's also usually with an object as opposed to money, halva. So this requires further understanding, these two cases here. And the Gemara says, v'tshicha. So either way, the Gemara asks kashas, why do we have the same machlokas appear in two different places? So the Gemara explains, v'tshicha, you need both cases. Deet, marbaha. Have you had only the case here by the person selling the land, which is not really his? Baha kama rav delo avdid inish diyab matanas lenuchriya. This rav would say, no one gives a matana to some random guy. So it wasn't a matana, it was a pikadam. Now you have the same question. Who gives a pikadam to some random guy either? But fine, rav says no one gives a gift to a random guy. So that's why we say rav thinks it's a matana. Hava gavi achosa ema modila, but by his sister, he gives a gift to his sister. So maybe he would agree to Shmuel by achoso, it should be a matana as well. Modi l'shmuel. Tricha to tell us that even by Kedushin, it was only a pikado, not a matana. And now the other way. V'itmar b'hach had only the case of Kedushin. B'hach kamar Shmuel. That's where Shmuel says it's a matana, because one gives a matana to a sister. Abba b'ha ema modi le l'rab. But the case of the Mechira, nobody gives a matana to a random person. So there he might agree to Rav that it is actually a pikado. Tricha, even that case, Shmuel, Rav thinks Shmuel thinks it's a matana even in that case. Okay, so a few more lines here. Gemara now says, Bein l'rav damar pikadon, Bein l'shmuel damar matana. Whether you hold these cases are matana, or whether you hold these cases are pikadon, Hai la'ara b'mai kanachas, u'peres heicha'achel. So what's going on here? Now I bought this land from the guy, and I knew, hikirba, I knew it wasn't his land. So I paid $1 million for the property now. So now what gives me the right to be nachas l'karka, to go down to his land and start eating the fruit? I know it's not his, that's mamash gazela. What gives me that right? So the Gemara says, Savar ana ichas la'ara, v'yavid, I'll go down to the land, v'yavid, I'll work the land, v'eichel begave, I'll eat within the land, k'yeichel dehavi kavid ihu. Just like the seller to me, the fake seller did as well, he was using the guy's farm up in the country, the guy didn't know better, the rightful owner didn't know better, so I'll do the same thing as him, I'll start working on that farm like he did. And l'chi asim maridara, when the owner of the farmer comes back to the land, nevi l'rav, and the money, I'll get the money back. The Rav Damar Pikadon, the Shmuel Damar Matana Matana. So he thought he'll do, again, I'm not sure what the question was. Was it concern of an Isser Gzela initially? What was the initial shy? Was it an Isser Gzela initially? So how does this help out? Just because the seller was eating a Gzela, now I could also eat a Gzela? So Rashi doesn't really explain what the Isser is.
So אם כך, איך ירד לקרקע לאכול את בירותיהם? ועל כל כך צריך לומר שסובר היה הלוקח שהמחר קיים, ולא היה בקיא בדין שאין אדם זוכה בקרקע גזולה. Meaning, how could they say that he's getting a pikadon if he's going down, it means that he's really actually taking it as if he bought it.
Correct. So what's the answer though? If I knew it wasn't his,
how can I go ahead and do
that? What has to answer the fact that guy was doing it? What
it's
gives me the right?
Rationalization is not the.
It's not really. It's
yeah,
not,
right.
Uh-huh.
The Gemara is not saying okay.
Okay.
That's
okay,
what the guy's thinking.
Right.
So the guy obviously wasn't a chacham. He's giving a random guy $1 million gift or $1 million pikadon. It wasn't a chacham. Okay. Fine. So Amar Rava. Bottom line, we went through a lot of complicated sugyas. Rava tells us the bottom line is as follows: Hilchasa Yesh Lamoas. So which case is this going on? So this is a case of that the initial machlokas we had about the gazlan, I think, right? The gazlan who sold it, lokach could collect mos, could he also collect the shevach? So Rav says he collects the shevach, and Shmuel says he can't because mechzik ribis. Rav says we're passing like Rav that he even collects the shevach. V'yafa pishlo pirsh lesa shevach, even though you don't specify that you want the shevach, it still works. You collect the shevach. Lokeach from the gazlan. And the next case, hikir bash eino shelo. If you recognize it, it's not his property and you buy it, v'lakha, you buy it anyways. Maos yeshlo, shevach einlo. You are able to collect the money back because we view this as a pikadon. And then, achraos toos. So for who we paskin, whenever achraos isn't there, it's always viewed as a toos. It should have been there. Bein b'shar hava, bein b'shar mekach memkar, whether this was a document of sale or a document of a loan. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a Gemar, Chasima, Tova.